This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline covering the Sunday, August 17th edition of SummerSlam. SummerSlam headlined with Undertaker, Edge, Hell in a Cell, Batista versus John Cena, Triple H versus Great Khali, and CM Punk against JBL. Those are the top four matches. Fifth one thrown in their world title match, ECW, Mark Henry defending against Matt Hardy. This was a show built around Hell in a Cell. Almost the entire third hour of the three-hour pay-per-view was dedicated to Hell in a Cell. The match itself went 26 minutes. Undertaker won clean. The match actually started at 11 minutes into the third hour, and that was after ring introductions and after a video package. So pretty much you had 2 hours of everything else and an hour dedicated to Hell in a Cell. And as kind of a side note on that, think about what people would be saying about TNA's pay-per-view a week later had they given 26 minutes to Joe and Booker and gave them all the time they needed in that third hour. I don't think anybody would have missed if they subtracted one or two of the undercard matches or shortened them in order to actually give the main event more than the 12 minutes that they gave it from ring introductions to finish. So that kind of stood out, better time management. However, to get that, we did get cheated out of a world title match, so it's kind of a mixed compliment for WWE because Mark Henry and Matt Hardy didn't last more than 10 seconds. Matt Hardy got in a few offensive moves, hit the Twist of Fate, Twist of Fate, and went for the cover. Basically got a three count. Tony Atlas was late, but Tony Atlas will pretend it worked, and his timing was good. He yanked Hardy by the leg off of Mark Henry right before the three count. Really, it was right at the three count. And then at that point, the ref called for the bell. I guess if you yank someone off a cover, it's an instant DQ in this situation. Then the two heels, Atlas and Henry, beat up Hardy, and then Jeff Hardy ran out, made the save, and Matt and Jeff knocked the heels out of the ring, or out of the way, and they retreated, and Matt and Jeff stood in the ring as Jeff's music played. That fell cheap, that was a cop-out. However, everything else was pretty good on the show. They opened with Jeff Hardy against MVP, 10-minute match, 2 stars, not as good as what we saw on SmackDown with Jeff Hardy and Shelton Benjamin, which I thought was 3.5 stars in 16 minutes, and one of the matches of the week on television, for sure. This one, 10 minutes, it was a good match for what it was and fulfilled its purpose as a warm-up opener. But really, I'd say a letdown given all that went into the feud and all the build-up and really what this match could have been. Santino Morella and Beth Phoenix took on Kofi Kingston and Mickey James. This one only went 4 minutes. It was a fun match. Phoenix and Santino win, respectively, the women's title and intercontinental title, ending when Phoenix gave Mickey her finisher for the win. This was right after Mickey gave Santino a DDT, and her eyes were elsewhere, giving Phoenix a chance to move in. Santino celebrated like he won a gold medal. Big angle on the show, Shawn Michaels comes out, announces his retirement with his wife Rebecca at his side. Full details on this are online in my report. We'll talk more about it in the roundtable with Bruce and Pat in a few minutes. But basically said doctor said he should retire, and he's taking their advice for the first time in his career. Chris Jericho came out, said you can't retire until you credit me with forcing your retirement. Don't blame other injuries or your family or your fans or the doctor. I want credit. And he insisted that Shawn Michaels give him credit. Michaels did, but he said he would, only if Jericho would go home and tell his family he will never have the career that the heartbreak kid Shawn Michaels did. And this went on longer. Michaels had more of a speech. Jericho had more of a speech. But that's the gist of it. And Jericho got upset, and he swung at Michaels, but he instead hit Rebecca when Michaels ducked. Let that be a lesson to you. If you ever become a wrestler, leave your wife at home. Happened to Charmel, happens to Rebecca, happens to Karen Angle left and right. Anyway, Rebecca went down, Michaels just went nuts. You know, just, you can imagine the facial expressions he was making as he checked on Rebecca. Jericho looked like he had just accidentally run over the dog of a mobster. And was kind of staring his doomed fate, staring down his doomed fate as he backed up. So we know now, obviously, Michaels will come back. He won't retire. He's got to get revenge for what Jericho did. Then it was Henry Hardy, which I already talked about. CM Punk and JBL had a nice 2.5-star, 11-minute match. It was fine. I mean, it's what you would have gotten on a good TV, you know, a good SmackDown main event back, you know, when JBL and Punk were there at different times. But it felt kind of like a SmackDown match. It had 11 minutes. It felt okay, but not particularly memorable. Quite forgettable, actually. But it did give Punk a clean win over a former world champ and established heel who just beat Cena last month. So, you know, it was all right. Triple H, Great Khali, they had a surprisingly decent match. 2 stars, 10 minutes, told a good story. It's really what I expected. I mean, Triple H is able to map out a match like this really smartly, and he did so. They, you know, Great Khali and the bookers and the agents have learned what he can do and what he can't do, and they work around it, you know, and he doesn't take bumps, but he does fall backwards into the ropes. He will roll out of the ring and catch you. He does the head vice, which is a great move for somebody like him. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.